Hello and welcome, friends, neighbors, relatives, people from all over the world. This is Tim Avery with the Numb Bills Fan Podcast. I just want to say thanks for giving this a listen, a like, a share, thumbs up, whatever you're going to give it. Just thanks for giving me the time of day. I wanted to get ready for the 2024 NFL Draft and just talk a little bit about wide receivers. As Bills fans, we know that is the focus, especially after trading Diggs. I've been writing for Numb Bills Fan for, I want to say, maybe 5 years. I don't know. You could dig back through the articles. This past season, though, I was pretty consistent in writing after all the games. So I want to refer back real briefly to a March 17th article. It's up on the website, numbillsfan.com, www. I wrote a little bit about the 2024 NFL draft, just breaking down the wide receiver talent outside of the first round. Looked at a lot of metrics. It was pretty in-depth. There's a lot of graphs and charts and things of that nature. A lot of Excel, a lot of colors, really pretty. Anyhow, give that a look because I think that'll inform some of the things we're going to talk about today. A couple of players we picked out and talked about a little bit and maybe like third through sixth round were Malachi Corley out of Western Kentucky and Isaiah Williams out of Illinois. So I'm not going to go over that tonight. I'm just going to do a little, well, originally I was thinking that I might do a pretty, what I thought would be short, but as I kept digging through the notes and researching, I ended up thinking that I might need to put this into a little bit of a split and do two podcasts on it. I don't want to hit you too much all at once. Plus, there's a lot of great content creators out there. I want to give you time to listen to them. And some of them have real long podcasts, so it's not my jam. I like to keep it short. So what I did is basically this. We know that Brandon Bean is looking for two things out of the wide receivers. You know, I think this is my speculation. Two main things out of the wide receivers based off of what we were missing the past couple seasons. And those things were explosiveness, specifically creating separation. And that can really be charted in a few things. That's, you know, your RAS, RAS score, relative athletic score. For those of you who aren't familiar, it's a metric that combines a lot of different height, weight, jumping, running, sprinting abilities, lifting abilities, things of that nature. And it creates an overall metric. And it's been consistent over the past, I want to say, 25 years, maybe longer. You know, you guys can flame me on that for not knowing all everything about everything. But flame on, go for it. Regardless, RAS is a pretty well-accepted athletic metric that you can use to look at players, because what it does is that it's relative, first letter, it's relative to your position. So you're not taking offensive linemen, the big tubs of goo, and trying to stack them up against cornerbacks, usually the most athletic players on the field, right? You're looking at, against your peer group in the draft over the past 25 whatever years, okay? So that's a pretty good, you know, way of figuring out explosiveness. Now, what we as Bills fans, or what we speculate, or I speculate that Bean is looking for, you know, three cone drill, that's one part of the RAS. That's, if you ever watched the, you know, the combine, what do you want to call it, the underwear Olympics, call it what you like. If you ever watched that, and I know, it's kind of a bit of a, it can be a little boring, but one of the drills is called a three cone drill. And what it is you're basically moving back and forth, you know, among three cones. So how quickly can you, you know, get down, break down, move back, explode laterally, you know? You got the vertical jump, pretty simple. You're just standing and you're jumping as high as you can. And if you've seen that, they've got basically this pole with all these little thin they're kind of just like little thin beams, light wood, and they just tap. And so whatever they hit, you know, the one just above the last one that they hit, because they actually move, they swivel a little bit when you hit them. So the one just above that you hit, that's the height you got. Pretty simple. So you got your vert, you got your three cone. So what I want to do real quick, and again, I don't want to keep this too long, but I'm going to go back the past decade, and we have a lot of notes about the vert and the three cone. And I'm going to look at the RAS mostly for just 2024 because it's a lot. So anyhow, there tends to be a bit of a break point in the vert, and there's a tends to be a little bit of a break point in the three cone, right? So in the vert, if you're 40 inches or over, that's pretty, you know, over the past decade, there are not many athletes, and these are all amazing athletes. Even the guys that never play in the NFL, they're just invited to the combine, are pretty incredible athletes. Anyhow, so 40 inches in the vert, that's a spectacular number. And for the three cone, you know, if you're 7 seconds or under to get through the three cone, you're doing great. So I charted all those and I combined them for each year, 2014 to 2024. And I just wanted to take a look at that in isolation and say, hey, okay, what do we gather from this? Let's look at the three cone invert, 2014 through 2024. Who is able to get both a vert of 40 or over and a three cone of 7 seconds or under? 2014, there's going to be some names that you've never heard here. Tevin Rees, 41-inch vert, 6.63 three cone. Damian Copeland, 40-inch vert, 6.53 three cone. That's it for 2014. All the athletes, well, all the wide receivers. 2015, we had one shining champion, Kenny Ball. 41.5-inch vert, 6.66. Little bit of a demon speed on the three cone. All right. Kenny Ball. Never heard of him? Neither have I. Let's move on to 2016. There's nobody. Nobody in 2016. Nobody in 2017 that hit both 40 inches or higher and 7 seconds or under. 2018. Nobody. Now, DJ Chark, you know, Bills fans have talked a little bit about him. In 2018, he had a 40-inch vert. He didn't do the three cone. Maybe could have gotten it. Who knows? DJ should have done the three cone. Anyhow, moving on. 2019, again, you had a couple of guys who didn't do the three cone. Emmanuel Hall. I can't remember Emmanuel Hall. I do remember Paris Campbell. They both had over 40 on the vert. Emmanuel Hall was 43.5, and Paris Campbell was 40 inches. Neither of them did the three cone. I feel like Paris Campbell could have done the three cone. Many of you remember from 2019, DK Metcalf. We decided, instead of DK Metcalf, to take in 2019, gosh, who was it? Offensive lineman who was offensive. And now he may still be playing with the Cardinals. Anyhow, yeah, we passed on DK Metcalf in 2019. That was great. Good times. Loved it. Metcalf has a 40.5-inch vertical, 7.38 three-cone. Not very good. I couldn't do it, but generally speaking, not very good. All right. But yeah, nobody in 2019 got them all. Nobody in 2020 got them all. We did have two from 2021. Rondale Moore, 42.5 in the vert and 6.65 in the three cone. Rondale Moore, still in the league. I don't think anyone would say he's a top-tier wide receiver, but he was explosive. And then Jacob Harris, 40.5-inch vert, 6.54 in the three cone. I don't think he's in the league anymore. If he is, he's not doing much. Interesting note, Josh, I'm going to murder this last name, Imator Behebe, 46.5-inch vertical. Josh, go to the NBA, man. I don't know how tall he is, but anyhow, 2022, zeros across the board. Nobody hit them both. 2023, nobody hit them both. 2024, the only one to hit both was Ricky Pearsall, 42-inch vert, 6.64, 3-cone. Now, what's interesting is, going back through this, 2014, everybody did the 3-cone who got, you know, did the vert. They did them all. 2015, I had one guy with an X. One guy didn't do the 3-cone. 2016, one guy didn't do the 3-cone. 2017, one guy didn't. 2018, one guy didn't. 2019, a couple guys didn't. 2020, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five guys skipped out on the 3-cone. Henry Ruggs skipped the 3-cone. Blazing Speed skipped the 3-cone. Chase Claypool, 40.5-inch, 2020, right? Good vert, skipped the 3-cone. Brandon Ayuk, 40-inch vertical, skipped the 3-cone. The reason I bring this up is it's something to think about. You know, if you're super explosive vertically, you may not have the side-to-side capability. And you may not want to put that on tape, put those numbers out there. Those numbers are frozen in time. So, yeah, just something to consider. But, yeah, like I said, 2024, the only wide receiver to do both over 40-inch in the vert and, you know, under 7 seconds in 3-cone was Ricky Pearsall. But, yeah, looking back over those names and those numbers, okay, I'm going to go through, again, those who just did both. Tevin Reese, Damian Copeland, Kenny Ball, anybody, Rondale Moore, meh, heard of him, done some work in the NFL, Jacob Harris, and now Ricky Pearsall. I think if we are honest with ourselves, just explosion alone ain't getting it done. So let's take a look real quick. Again, I'm not going through all back through 2024 or 2014 for the RAS, but let's look at some notable draft targets this year and talk a little about relative athletic score. So we had a couple of crazy standouts. We're talking insane RAS score. So RAS score is 0 to 10, and it goes two decimals deep. So 1.11 is not good. 9.99 is almost perfect. We actually had two athletes score a 9.9. Actually, no. Four athletes that are in the 2024 wide receiver class. And you're probably guessing that Xavier Worthy is one of them. Well, you would be wrong. The speedster from Texas who broke the record for the fastest 40 time at 4.21, he clocked in at a 9.4 relative athletic score. So part of the RAS is height weight. Obviously, that's where you got dinged. Let's look at some other 9.9 and above RAS athletes coming into 2024. Ricky Pearsall, obviously, with those numbers that you heard from the vert and the 3-cone, the guy's got it. I don't know how much tape folks have watched, but go ahead and do yourself a favor and type in Ricky Pearsall, that's P-E-A-R like the fruit, S-A-L-L. Type in Ricky Pearsall on YouTube and one-handed catch. It looks like he basically did a Neo and froze time and was flying through the air with one hand. Yeah, just watch it. Do yourself a favor. Just watch it. Pretty impressive. So he had a 9.91 RAS. Roma Dunze clocks in at a 9.92. You know, when they talk about the big three, Adunze, Neighbors, and Harrison, that's them. Adunze definitely fits the bill on the RAS. Harrison, if you've been paying attention to the combine and pre-draft process, did not do much at the combine. Kind of rested on his laurels. Look, we know, well, most draft prognosticators and NFL people have a feeling that Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to be the top pick, or is going to be at least an excellent wide receiver in the NFL. Personally, as a Bills fan, not that we had a chance of getting him, but I would want a player to do all the events, or, you know, as many as they physically can if they've got injuries, you know, in the combine. You know, I heard that Adunze stuck around and kept trying. I'm not sure exactly which of the events it was, but he kept going at trying to get a better time for one of them. And he just, through some of the interviews I've heard about him, seems like a real McDermott guy. Adunze, there's a chance we might be able to trade up. Gonna cost an arm and a leg. Yep. But yeah, Adunze, 9.92 RAS. Xavier Leggett, just barely squeaking in with a 9.90. Xavier Leggett out of South Carolina, really came on this past year. Very explosive athlete. 1 year production. Has been in, I think he'll be 23 during his first NFL season. So there are questions about that. But definitely explosive. Definitely had an excellent year. And then the last and the highest of the 2024 wide receivers was A.D. Mitchell out of Texas with a 9.99 RAS. Yeah, that's about as good as it gets. So yeah, I just wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, explosiveness and some names to look out for. So again, those athletes with a 9.9 or above: Ricky Pearsall, Rome Odunze, Xavier Leggett, A.D. Mitchell. And as you go back and compare them to just the vert and the three cone, you know, thinking that maybe the vert and the three cone over the past decade have been telltale signs of who's going to make it in the NFL. Nah. You want to look at the RAS. That's seems to be one of the best metrics. So just to wrap things up a little bit, I kind of wanted to introduce you to some ways of looking at who Bean and McDermott might be looking for in a wide receiver. Explosiveness, that's one of the main things. Separation ability. And the reason I talked about at the beginning, the reason I wanted to split this up into two is I think we're fine here. We've done good work. We can kind of wrap it up. But I want to look at the other aspect that really plagued us last year, the year before, past probably since Cole Beasley retired. Drops, catching the ball. Wide receiver's main job is to catch the ball. For some reason, the Bills wide receivers over the past few years have been not so good at catching the ball. And even Steph Diggs, who had been good at catching the ball, things started. Now, you could say it's in his head, whatever, but he did not look good. Did not look good over the last eight games of the season in terms of catching the ball. Maybe it's focus. I mean, people lose a step over the, you know, and that might be true. But do you lose the ability to catch the ball? I don't know. He might have been checked out. I don't want to comment too much about that. I don't know, Steph. Thanks for what you did, bud. Appreciate that. But yeah, so in a few days or a week or so, we'll crank out another podcast, talk a little bit about catch rate, drops, things of that nature. And we'll kind of cross-reference what we talked about today. So hang in there, Bills fans, brethren, sistren, Slytherin, whatever he is. And come on back, check out numbillsfan.com for all the articles, all the podcasts, and the YouTubes. Shout out to my buddy Dave Palermo for letting me do this. Let me be a part of the team. Really appreciate you. So yeah, hopefully we'll have another one up for you pretty soon. I want to give it a few days and see if any info comes out. So thanks again. Take care and go Bills.